This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is Thursday, another beautiful Thursday from the Comfort Killer Zone. This is Get Uncomfortable. My name is Stacey A. Cross. You could follow me on Twitter. You could lead me on Twitter. My Twitter account, Stacey A. Cross. Instagram, Stacey A. Cross. LinkedIn, Stacey A. Cross. You know, I am the Comfort Killer on Facebook, Stacey A. Marie Cross. Find me. Just search me. Friends and comfort killers, Stacey Cross here again, yet on another beautiful Thursday for another episode of Get Uncomfortable. And today we are going to quickly discuss and define the three C's in change, for change, to change, of change. Before that, I want to quickly apologize. They just turned off the big old bulldozer that's really outside my door right now. They're working on the streets. We got to be grateful for that. Your tax money is going to something great. They've been out here. They're going to be out here till the end of July. And everybody's upset. But when I see them, that I know that the economy is expanding. Do you want your roads to be messed up? Do you want your bridges to not being taken care of? Hey, listen, I know the toll across the Verrazano is about $16, but I'll tell you what, you want your bridge to be safe. You want your bridge to be updated, to be managed, to be controlled, to be secured, okay? So when you see these things going on in the street, instead of being upset, just understand that your tax dollars are going to something useful. We are in the greatest country on planet Earth. So, if this just a disclaimer, if you want, please, I apologize right now for the noise that you're going to hear throughout this episode. I'm going to try to filter that the best way I can. So, what does it mean to change? What does it mean to begin to change or going through changes? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for rocking with me, learning with me, and growing with me. You are totally making me the happiest person right now in life, for real. Our online store is changing, okay, keyword, and so is the look and feel of our website. Have you noticed? Have you taken notice to the amount of work we are putting in? The action we are constantly taking to provide articles, courses, webinars, and products. Speaking of products, the t-shirt is available right now. The t-shirt says on it, "You kill time, we kill comfort." That's strictly for comfort killers. If you're trying to get in an uncomfortable place right now, that t-shirt is for you. Go into our online store and pick one up. See, it all took change, and the concept that I will share with you today can apply to any part of your life if you are serious about success. First, let's define change, okay? Let's define the word change, and then I'll explain to you the CK360 concept. CK360 is Comfort Killers 360. It is a 100% roundabout, full circle change the program and the lifestyle benefits of being a comfort killer. That is a product as well. The whole scope of the brand is CK360. It is the entire scope of your life. It's health, it's fitness, it's wealth, it's everything. According to Merriam-Webster, which is my favorite go-to dictionary and reference, changes to become different, to make different in some particular way, to alter. Okay, to make someone or something different, to become something else. That's important. To become something else, to give a different position, course, or direction to. Okay, to make a shift from one to another, to exchange, okay, for an for N, that's money when it's talking about that, to exchange an equivalent sum of money. We're talking about something different, though. But it does reflect that, to change that, to exchange. You're exchanging something for something else to replace with another. Okay, to shift one's means of conveyance. So you're transferring the old with the new. Okay, to undergo transformation, transition, or substitution. All right, so of course the key words we're looking for here is transfer, transformation, transition, exchange, to become. Okay, to alter, to replace, to radically be different. Okay, to change position, to change direction. These are all key words. The word is orange. The origin of the word is Middle English. Okay, from Anglo-French, changer, from Latin cambiare, to exchange. So when we change, we exchange, okay? What are you replacing, to alter, to make over, to modify, to redo? Redo is very important, to revise, to revamp, to recast, to remodel. This is awesome. Change, alter, vary, modify mean to make or become different. So change implies making either an essential difference, often amounting to a loss of original identity, or a substitution of one thing for another. The loss of original identity. That's where we're going to stick today. That's the stick. That's the meat. Okay, so now that we know change is to become something, because it is a verb, okay, to do, it's an action, a verb, action, doing, to change. So now that we know that, the next question should be how. Okay, how does one become different? That is what today's podcast is about. That is where the three C's come into effect. We only stay on the surface area today because we are actually developing a program behind the actual three C's. So we spell change with three C's, change. And the three C's behind change is what we're going to talk about today. So it'll be like a 4-hour training course that we're working on that'll actually dive in, give you step by step the process. You're going to gain so much strength, knowledge, and power from. Remember what I say, knowledge is cheap, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, again, knowledge is cheap. What you do with it is expensive. So how is CK360 three C's? What are they? The first is confront. The second is commit. And the third is create. That's the three C's in change. Confront, commit, and then create. Confront, commit, create. Confront, commit, and change. Because we want to know how. How do we change? I will briefly go over each right now. And you should be able to get the scope of what it takes to change in any arena, area, part. So the meaning of confront, all right? Let me just pull that up right now. The meaning of confront. See, a lot of people use this as a negative term here, confront, because it feels like you're in an argument or something. You're confronting something. It's kind of a negative word. But let's look beneath the surface for this word. All right, so here it's to oppose or challenge, especially in a direct and forceful way. Now, that might come off real negative because you're like, okay, I'm confronting someone, but you're confronting yourself here. You got to be forceful. It's got to be direct. To directly question the action or authority of someone, that again may seem negative because you're putting someone in there, but it's really you with authority, with action. You're questioning what is there that I need to change. To deal with something such as a problem, okay, a problem or danger, which you yourself doing the same things might end up in danger. You might be a dangerous person for you and others, okay, especially to deal with something in an honest and direct way. That's to be confronted. That's confront and laid out for you. To deal with something in an honest and direct way, to face, especially in challenge, okay, to cause, to meet. You need to be the cause. You are causing to meet, to bring face to face what you are dealing with, you're encountering. Again, Guys, it is a verb. You have to do it. This is an action word now. It's making you come to terms with, hey, listen, maybe I am not doing exactly what I need to do to reach success. Now, this, like I said, could be placed in any area of your life. So if you, let's say, are facing alcohol, depression, you're unhappy, you're a procrastinator, you have a gambling problem, you're not good with money, you can't find a job, you know, so it's really at any facet you want to lose weight. All right. This is the comfort killer. So we're dealing with the 360 part of life, the everything. You have relationship problems. You have family problems. You can't learn. Maybe you have a learning disability that someone placed on you. This is a time to confront that. All right. So the second C in change, for change, to change, of change, is commit. And let's take a second to look that word up. Commit. To commit, again, we're looking at a verb. We're dealing with action here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you have to figure out, is that to change, you have to act. To change, we have to act. It's not sitting there thinking about changing. It's to act on the change. So to commit is to do something, okay? To do something. To be convicted about something. To decide to use, okay, something for some in particular purpose or use, to say that you will definitely do something, right? You're making a conviction, a commitment to make, you're obligated to do something, to make someone or something obligated to do something. Every time I say someone, that someone is you, ladies and gentlemen, to put in charge or trust. To put in charge and trust, to entrust yourself into change, okay? All right? So to put in place for disposal or safekeeping, to commit. You commit this to memory, okay? You obligate, you bind it, okay? To pledge or assign to some particular course or use. Remember, you're committing to change. I'm going to commit to this change for this particular reason. I'm confronting this thing, this situation, and now I'm going to commit to changing that, okay? To obligate or pledge to oneself. The origin, Middle English, committen, from Anglo-French, committer, from Latin, committere, to connect, to entrust, okay? To connect. And the synonyms, and it's greatly because, remember, again, I'm a big believer in duality, all right, because we're human. If the light is off, then that means it's not on, okay? If you're sleeping, that means you're not awake. So it's this dual, if that, then this. It's this dual opposite thing. So these are the synonyms. So if you're not committing, then you're not this, okay? You're not accomplishing. You're not achieving. Okay, you're not carrying out, you're not performing, you're not executing, you're not following through, you're not negotiating, you're not perpetuating, you're not putting through, all right? So because the antonyms is you are keeping that same way, you're not changing, you're retaining the same particular characteristics that put you in the same place that you want to get out of, okay? So to commit is to entrust, confide, consign, relegate, meaning to assign a you to a definite purpose. To commit may express the general idea of delivering into another's charge or special sense of transferring, okay, transferring to a superior power. So remember yourself. Remember when I'm talking about other things and you're looking at it above, it's really bring it back to yourself right now. All right, so now we know what change is, we know what confront is, we know what commit is. Let's take a look at create. All right, the third C, because we got to look stuff up, man. We got to be in communication here. So to create, again, a verb, the final verb in the three C's of change, to change, of change, for change, okay, is to make or produce something, to cause something new to exist. That's the creator. You are the creator. You got to put it back to you. I'm the creator. I'm the confronter. I'm the committer. I'm the creator. To cause a particular situation to exist. Remember, change comes out. Change could only come about if you confront what you already are doing that's not getting you to the place you want to get to, right? To commit now is to say, I am going to make these changes, the necessary changes, stop doing what didn't get me to the place that I want to get to, and start doing and aligning actions that will provide me the necessary pathways to where I want to get to. And then create, you're actually doing it. So to make or produce something new to exist, all right, to produce something new, such as, you know, a new life, a new way of thinking, a new way of doing, by using your talents and imagination. So you're actually putting it to use, to bring into existence. When they said God created the heaven and the earth, God created that, the creator. What are you going to create in your life? It's to invest with a new form. It's to invest, to produce or bring about by a course of action or behavior. That's where we're going to stand on that one. To produce or bring about by a course of action or behavior. To make or bring into existence something new. Where's this word from? Origin, Middle English, from Latin creatus, past participle of creare. Okay? 14th century. To breed, to bring about, to bring on, to catalyze, to cause, and then to effect, to do, to effectuate, to engender, to generate, to induce, to make, to produce, to result in, to prompt, to work. It's in there, guys. I ain't gonna make it up. To work, to yield. Remember, guys, the three C's are very important. That's why we're going to make a full-on course about this, the three C's and change, because I really think that if people knew what these words mean, then they could actually develop that plan, okay? Because we all want that plan, but we don't know where to start, and that is the big deal. This is what the Comfort Killers is here for, to take the mystery out of stuff, to take the doubt out of yourself, and to say, listen, God created heaven and earth. What are you creating here? Why are you sleeping? Why are you not getting up? Why are you not making a better life for yourself and your family? Why are you stuck at $30,000 a year? Why are you still procrastinating? Why are you skipping class? Why are you smoking weed? Why are you gambling? Why are you drinking till you beat yourself to a pulp, hugging toilet bowls, and now your whole entire day is done? Why are you lying? Why are you not being ethical in business and yourself? Why are you gossiping? What is taking you so long to succeed? Okay, so that's why I want to bring this on a Comfort Killer 360 lifestyle, is because we need to know what these things mean. Because, of course, we could stay in communication with ourselves. Let me just see here. Someone just sent me something on Snapchat. Hey, Snapchat, follow me. Send me your snaps. Get with it. I am Stacey A. Cross on Snapchat. So, now that we have all the meanings together for change, right? We have the meaning for change. We have the meaning for confront, commit, and it's all verbs here. We can now understand that change, we have to do, become. So let's go through a quick scenario, all right? Say I have a gambling problem, okay? Say you have a gambling problem. I have a gambling problem. We now want to change that. Overall, if I just say I want to change this problem, there's nothing. Nothing could be done. Nothing's going to happen. It's just going to remain the same. Okay, so now I say, now I'm going to confront the problem. Okay, I don't have any money in my bank account. I keep going to the casino. I keep dropping money to the casino. I'm going further in debt, away from my goals. Okay, away from my dreams and aspirations. Okay, that means I have a gambling problem. Okay, no one needs to tell me. I know I have a gambling problem. Now I'm going to confront this problem. Stacey, do you have a gambling problem? This is what I do. This is my course of action that made me stay in this place. So I'm going to write down. I'm going to make a list. I'm going to say, I'm going to measure this thing. I'm going to say, you know what? Every check, this is how much is going out towards this problem of mine. I'm writing down. I'm saying, okay, $200 went to this. This wasn't paid because of this. I am getting serious about this change. I'm actually putting it down on paper and getting serious about this change. So now the next step is, at this point, the next step is I am going to commit. I am going to change. I want to change this. Why? Okay, why? Because this thing that I've been doing is not working. It's not aligning with who I am, who I want to be. So now I want to make a change. I'm going to commit. I will make a pledge to myself, okay, for myself. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to decide, okay? I am now obligated to change that. I make a decision. I'm going to carry into action deliberately, okay? Now that this person now is confronted, they're making a commitment, they're halfway there. They're halfway there. Because now you're going to write down exactly the steps that it's going to get you out. Okay, every payroll, I'm going to do this instead of this. I'm going to do this instead of this. I'm going to invest my time and resources and money and energy into this. Into what? That brings us to the next step. Create. Instead of going to the casinos, instead of wasting my time, I am going to write. Or write a blog, or sell a product, or volunteer, or draw, or you're actually creating something that wasn't there before. Do you understand? Now you build a discipline. You build a discipline around not doing something, so automatically you are the very thing that you are doing now, and you will start to see changes. This is awesome, guys, because I had to do it. Okay, I had to do it. And I am here to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. You will love this next course about the three C's. No matter what you need to work on, whether it's procrastination, you want to build a business, your life is not where you want it to be, your attitude is negative, you could change that. Okay, you could change your financial situation. You could change that. You could change how you approach life. You could change that. You could change the job that you're in. You could change that and get a career and get many, many, many potential earning jobs or careers or things to do. You could go back to school. You could do that. People are automatically saying, oh man, I'm in debt, I can't go to school. No, you could change that. You could change that. You could change anything. Because guess what? God created the heaven and earth, and he also created you. Source created you. So you have the genes inside of you, the genius, the genetics, the genie inside of you that could do the same thing. You are able to create. You look outside your window right now. Just look. Go ahead. Look at all that was created. And tell me you can't do that. Go ahead and say you can't do that. And you're a sucker. You're not a comfort killer. And you need to go back to 101 life training. Here's the thing. Guys, sign up, subscribe to the mailing list, because I want to definitely have you on in the front row of this class. I am working on a seminar. If you are in my area, I'm going to do a small tour. Working on a seminar, Jersey. If you want me to speak at your schools, if you want me to speak in your church, if you want me to speak anywhere, I am open to it. I want to get this out to as many people as I can, because as you know, my mission is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, because I'm doing it. Okay, because I'm doing it every day. I'm trying to figure out how to get better in my life, and that is what I'm trying to do for you. So, if you need to contact me, and also if you want to advertise on this show, which is growing immensely, if you want to advertise on this show, reach out to me, Stacy@thecomfortkillers.com. If you're looking to get into our courses, if you're looking to help us out with whatever, if you have a great idea and you want to see it come to fruition, we could help you with that. You could email us hello@thecomfortkillers.com. Whatever you want to do, we are here for you. We are here for your benefit. We want to see you grow. I appreciate that, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is everything. We are here together. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, I just wanted to stay on the surface, give you guys the meaning. This is almost like a prerequisite to the course. Stand by for the actual course, but definitely subscribe now. Follow me on Twitter. Follow what we're doing. And you are always a part of the Comfort Killers. Enjoy your day. Thank you.